Police say they have detained all employees, including watchmen, at the offices of the Catholic Diocese of Rumbek. Captain Elijah Mabormakwaj is the Lagos State Police spokesperson.
We have arrested 20 people currently under our custody, including some of our police personnel who have been assigned there, including priests and the staff of the diocese who were there around the crime scenes. Mm-hmm. Up to now, we are investigating the crime. We shall establish the motive very soon.
Makwach is appealing to the public, especially social media users, to avoid spreading misinformation about the incident. He warned the officers will arrest anyone who they determine is publishing unsourced inaccurate information. Makwach urges the public to stay calm and allow the government investigate the attack.
I would like to advise people that you cannot just go pick something somewhere there and then you take it. The wild rumors who are being circulated on social media, this is a criminal case and it is a typical police concern. Police is the one to take charge of this, not anybody. So whoever is circulating the information that he knows, that he put on social media, I don't know where do he got that one. Because we are investigating and all the papers are with us.
William Koji Kerjok, acting information minister in Lagos State, says the governor has formed a committee to oversee the investigation.
Honorable Governor for Lagos State, Makur Kulangle, yesterday also has formed a committee headed by the Minister for Cabinet Affairs, deputized by the Commissioner for Central Rumbek County and the members of the security, including member of the National Security are in the committee. Their task is to make sure the investigation is carried forward on why the attack has been made on the bishop and the residents of the church. 25 people are in prisons. These are the suspects among them.
Kerjok advised people to learn any new developments about the case from journalists, not social media.
It is the journalists that sometimes reach the scenes. It is the journalists that reach the stakeholders. They get the right information. They are the ones to public such information. For everybody, this time, these days, involved themselves in spreading messages.
The situation remains tense in Rumbek, where there is a heavy deployment of security forces in the parts of the town, especially near the offices of the Catholic Diocese of Rumbek. William Sande Mabor for VOA News, Rumbek, Lagos State.